All right, everybody, here we go. I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with my friend Ray Allen. Ray is producing and engineering our show. And together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Monday, April 11th. Hope you had a great weekend. Ray, you probably don't realize, but today is National Pet Day. So please be especially good to your dog when you go home.
And your cat.
And your and Mike. Thank you, John Munger.
I saw that on Facebook today.
Yeah, John Munger and myself, very much cat people. How many cats now?
We have two cats. I love dogs. Yeah. Just happen to have cats right now.
Yeah, we've got two brother and sister team who are now out of witness protection, happy to report, after hiding in the cabin, the cabinet since we brought them home from Pima Animal Care around Thanksgiving. But they realize they have a very good thing.
They hit the jackpot.
Oh, man. They are eating well. We are coming to you live from AM 1030 KVOI. We live stream our show, which makes it very convenient for you if you're around a computer anywhere, anywhere in the world, really. You just log in to kvoi.com or buckmastershow.com, and then we have the live stream for you. And then we also have all of our shows podcast available at buckmastershow.com. Our live line number is 790-2040. For your calls, questions, comments, concerns, we invite you also to become a friend of our program on Facebook. In addition, you can follow us on Twitter at Buckmaster Show. We're going to begin with our Monday political face-off. Then at 12:30, our scam of the month. This service is presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Followed at 12:45, a preview of the weekend cactus and succulent expo. John, are you into cactus? You do some gardening, don't you?
Never.
Oh, you don't do any gardening?
I don't do any gardening.
All right. You let others take care of
it. I'm glad to pay for it, but I don't do any gardening at all.
Oh, okay.
Gardener.
And walking in right now, Vince Robigo, who does do gardening, don't you, Vince?
And whenever I can.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
Obviously, not enough time, and it's going to get warmer and warmer to the point where you need to wear a some sort of sunproof astronaut suit with the Tucson heat.
All right. John Munger is here, Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, 2010 Republican candidate for Arizona governor. Vince Robigo is now in the studio. Vince got caught in that construction over at 22nd. That's been going on, it seems like. We'll be going on. It's ongoing, as they say.
It is.
Thank God they're doing it, though.
Oh, I know. Vince is a longtime Democratic Party activist, former Arizona Attorney General candidate, head of the Hispanic Caucus for the Democratic Party of Pima County. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by my friend, Mo, Mr. Mo, Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, hanging services, hanging systems. Mo does it all. Mo's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, MoesGallery.com and on Facebook. How was the weekend, Mr. Munger?
It was excellent. Just truly excellent. I hope yours was good.
Very good. How about you?
It was a great weekend. Wonderful Vince. Weekend. And back at it on Monday here.
Yeah, we're back at it on Monday. And let's get right into it, because we have several of our Buckmaster Show Facebook friends. We're just curious about how you gentlemen are reacting to this news about David Gowan, the House Speaker, who is demanding really that any reporter who comes onto the House of the floor, the only way they're going to get on the House floor is to have an extensive background check done on them.
I think that's crazy. You know, if somebody has press credentials, The Fourth Estate needs to get on the floor. They need to be able to report. I don't know where this came from. I have my suspicions, as I'm sure Vince will explicate further. But but I just think it's nuts. I want the press to be able to report. And I just think it was a very, very bad decision.
Vince, what do you think?
I agree 100% with John on this. It is frankly an abuse of power by the speaker. as somebody who's originally, you know, from Southern Arizona, which of course includes Pima County, but he's you know, in Cochise County, where I hail from. And
that explains it.
That explains why I'm wearing my boots and a bolo tie today. Although your listeners can't see it, and
it's very nice bolo.
Well, thank you. But the reality is that, you know, it's not only is it silly, it's crazy. Like John said, it not only is it boneheaded. The reality is, it's sad to see that a representative from my, you know, where I mm-hmm. grew up, Cochise County, is so thin-skinned about the messes that he's gotten himself into with respect to abusing state resources, that when a little bit of the sunlight is shown on it by investigative reporters, and there are very little investigative reporting that really goes on anymore because of the shrinking of print media.
Mm-hmm.
And to see, you know, when he was found to have been abusing his state car to ostensibly aid himself in his congressional run and had to refund $12,000. And it just so happens that the reporter that would be impacted by this new policy has a misdemeanor trespass in his background that would exclude him from access to the floor and to the current amendments and to the other members. It really smacks of just an abuse of power, somebody who's willing to essentially try to keep the public in the dark about the transgressions that are going on there at the state house, and in particular by this particular speaker. You know, in the old days, people from Cochise County were known to be tough and self-reliant, and here he's apparently afraid of them big old mean tough reporters.
Well, you know, my view of it, and Vince, you and I have both been in the public light. If you can't take the heat, you need to get out of the kitchen. And any public servant needs to remember that they're a public servant, and they are required as part of our democracy to be be subject to public scrutiny
and to talk to the media. If you're an elected official and you don't want to talk to the media, that is really, in my opinion,
I don't care if somebody doesn't want to talk to the media, but not letting them on the floor to report is a totally different deal. I mean, everybody that's been in public light has certain reporters sometimes that they just really don't want to talk to because they don't feel it's being reported fairly. That's fine. But to exclude every registered, accredited reporter from the floor of the House subject to a background check, I just think that's nuts. Now, if they want to have everybody in coming to the floor, and for your audience, the floor means the balcony up above the you're not really on the floor, you're up above watching. If you want to have a weapons check or, you know, screening like we're all used to at airports or coming into the courthouse, fine. But I just don't get it. I think you need to be subject to public scrutiny.
All right, let's go to the live line. Someone who actually likes the idea, that's fine. Dan is with us at 790-2040. Go ahead, Dan.
Yes, thank you for this conversation. I was just reading an article about a few years ago when we had a crazy guy kill some of our politicians, and I think it's a good idea to keep a criminal off the floor or the balcony of our congressmen or our politicians where they're doing their work. I mean, we could have any kind of a fool up there let loose with a firearm or a knife or whatever.
Well, yeah, but there's nothing wrong with having a weapons check and go through a some type of screening like you do at the airport. Nobody would object to that.
That guy was a criminal. You just got through saying he had been convicted of a crime.
He may be convicted of a crime, but if he's got no weapons, I will tell you a great majority or a great portion of the public has some type of misdemeanor or something. You're basically saying anybody with any kind of misdemeanor shouldn't be allowed to listen and report on the legislature. I just disagree with that. If they don't have weapons, I see no problem with members of the public watching and reporting on what's being said.
Yeah, let me add, Dan, thank you for your call. The reality is this is not about whether or not there can be a weapon screening where you go through a metal detector. That's not what this is. This is essentially forcing all reporters to undergo a significant background check before they would even be allowed out on the floor. And as Howie Fisher, who's sort of the dean of reporting there at the state capitol, pointed out in an interview, and it's sort of interesting to see all these different reporters being interviewed for this story, you know, he mentioned that the requirements that this House Speaker were requiring were more onerous and are more onerous than the kind of background checks that the Secret Service requires of presidential events. The reality is this is retaliatory. It doesn't make any sense. And the irony is the same guy is allowing legislators to break the law by bringing firearms into a public building.
That's a different thing.
It is not different. Well, and in fact, I know somebody who's a former NRA lobbyist that is up in arms about that kind of conduct because essentially they're acting like they're kings, like the law doesn't apply to them. They're allowed to bring guns wherever they want where the public can't. And the reality is if we're going to apply our laws, we got to apply them fairly and evenly.
Well, I agree with that. I will say, Dan, that if this same scrutiny were applied to every citizen who wanted to sit in the balcony and watch, that would be a different thing, but I wouldn't agree with it. But I might be able to understand saying we don't want anybody in the balcony watching this who's got any kind of DUI or some minor problem, and anybody who wants to sit in the balcony has to go through a background check. But to pick out the press. And isolate the press and apply special rules to the press, I just don't agree with that.
And we do need to take a break, but our friend Charles Heller, who is a very strong Second Amendment advocate and a host here on the weekends, had emailed me saying, isn't it ironic that reporters don't want to be subject to the same background check as they want gun owners to be?
Well, I would agree with that, but this is not about guns. This is about because nobody's arguing that you might have to go through a metal detector to get on the floor and listen. We're talking about people that are sitting in the balcony listening to the legislature. And if the legislature wants to run them through a metal detector, fine. But that's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about access to the floor of the legislature where they can have access to amendments as they come out, as things are breaking. And the reality is that this has never been done before. It is retaliatory. And you know what started this apparently is a couple days before this policy was sprung on people, aside from all the investigative reporting that I mentioned that shed the light on the speaker's activities, he was seen at a Diamondbacks game with the owner of a big development project going on in Sierra Vista. And this particular reporter that I mentioned earlier tweeted a photograph and just said, I wonder how much those seats cost.
Well, they were in the front row of the Diamondbacks along the first base right near home plate.
Big money tickets.
Yeah.
And
that's fair reporting.
Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to add that Charles also just called and he said, Vince, he's taking you at issue here. There's no law that a legislator can't have a gun. Apparently it has to do with the gun sign.
I didn't say legislators can't have guns. It's a question of whether if you're not allowing the public to carry weapons to a state public building, but you're allowing the legislators, there's hypocrisy there. That's what I was pointing out.
That isn't what you said, but I agree that may be an issue. But I want to keep isolated here to the press. This press issue is not about guns.
Correct. I agree.
Not about guns. It's not. Let's move on beyond that. It's not about guns. Let's take a break right here. It's the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday Political Face-Off. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Don't Miss Business event of the season is here. The 2016 Better Business Bureau Torch Awards are May 5th at Casino del Sol Resort at 5:30 p.m. Join us for a celebration of the long history of Better Business Bureau in Southern Arizona as we honor this year's winners for their work in community service, customer excellence, and ethics. This spectacular dinner event is selling fast. Don't delay. Reserve your spot today and register at bbb.org/Tucson.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off. John Munger and Vince Robigo with me on our Monday Political Face-Off. Switching subjects now, we've got kind of a short segment because went a little long on the first segment, but I want to talk a little bit, Vince and John, about Arizona's new so-called dark money law. It was a massive campaign finance reform bill that the governor signed into law. Vince, very concerned about this.
Yeah, well, it does a lot of bad things for the political process. It basically opens it up for unlimited secret political spending, gets rid of political corruption laws that had made certain conduct criminal. Now it's this stuff had been criminal, had been used to catch people and indict people, prosecute people for essentially influence peddling and corrupting the system. Things like promising people a job as a candidate. Things like essentially giving gifts to influence an election. Things that basically were or influence votes. In other words, they got rid of all kinds of criminal conduct. It's no longer a crime to promise someone a job.
So you could promise someone, if I get elected, I'll give you a job.
Exactly. Something. That's no longer criminal. It's no longer a crime to knowingly file false campaign reports. It's just astounding the things that they dropped, and now the Secretary of State's office saying, "Oh, we're gonna put those back into law in the future." But the reality is this has basically blown open the door to spending and allows these corporations, if you get a designation by the IRS, and you can be a corporation from any state, if you get one of these designations and you're in good standing with the IRS, it essentially relies on the federal government to be Arizona's campaign enforcement policeman by saying, if you're in good stead with the IRS, then you can spend whatever you want here. Everybody, think about that. The IRS is our campaign enforcer now. It doesn't make a lick of sense to essentially, they don't do campaign enforcement in the first place. So the reality is it's bad news for our democracy. You know, Chuck Coughlin, who was Governor Brewer's consultant and confidant, he came out very strong against this, and he pointed out that they did a survey in 20 that said we spent over $15 million in 2014 to elect certain specific candidates. These are the secret donors, secret dark money corporations that you don't know who's given the money. It's just the name of the company that shows up.
What do you think, John?
Well, I will say that my general position is that I am in favor of every single donor being disclosed everywhere. So the concept of dark money to me is anathema. I don't like the idea of people being able to give to candidates or to campaigns without their name being disclosed. I think that every citizen has a right to know who's donating to every campaign. Now, with regard to this particular bill, I confess that I'm not familiar enough with it to be able to know the governor's side of that story. And I will say that I have a lot of respect for Doug Ducey, and he's got something in his mind here, and it may be reflected on this thought that they're going to further amend this. I don't know. So I'm not going to take a position on this particular bill, but my view is every citizen has a right to know of the name of and the amount of every donor that's contributed.
I agree 100% with John on that last point. The public has a right to know who is buying favor with our elected officials, our candidates. The purpose, for a long time, that's been, the mantra. That's always been the typical divide, and so one of the last part I want to add that Chuck Coughlin put out there, this survey that he did with Arizona voters, after mentioning that much money had been spent secretly by unknown donors to essentially elect certain candidates in Arizona, that over 88% of Arizona voters agreed that we need to know who's giving to our campaign so that we can protect the integrity of our elected offices.
My view on this whole scheme of controlling campaign elections and elections has been we need to get rid of all of these laws about how much you donate and who can donate. You ought to let everybody donate. You ought to be required, on the other hand, to disclose every donation.
But you're saying basically simplify the whole thing.
Simplify the whole thing. Let the public decide what's a donation they don't like. I've even said, very frankly, cut off the donations 15 days before the election. No more donations after 15 days, so you get time to publish it. And if it becomes a campaign issue, There's full disclosure. If the
so
public,
there's no last minute hit.
There's no last minute hit piece or donations, mm-hmm. and let the public decide if they think some bad person has contributed to somebody's campaign and they think they don't want to vote for the candidate because of that. Fine, but we don't need all of this government control.
All right.
Just make it a transparent system.
See if we can work one more call. And Ingrid, go ahead. I've got about 15 seconds.
Right. What about tape recording verbal promises? If you're going to document everything, then you're going to have to tape record everything we have to say.
Well, that's a matter of proof. And you can already tape record things. One person can tape record in Arizona, so you don't need the permission of the other person. So that's a proof problem, but all I'm saying is it ought to be required to disclose everything, make the whole system transparent, and if it was, we wouldn't need all of these campaign laws and regulations that we have. Just let the public decide what's important.
I agree, and I'll just close by saying this law allows the state to turn the lights off on essentially political cockroaches that don't want to show their face, that want to hide behind the scenes, whether they be corporate backers or secret money men. They don't have to show
or
their
unions.
Faces. Or unions. Could be anybody. It could
all
be anybody.
Right.
It could be foreign terrorist groups for all we know, because they don't have to be shown now.
Right.
And it's wrong, and I agree with John.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. John and Vince, thanks a lot for coming in. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. They're located at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. Pretty much your one-stop shopping for everything to do with framing. They've got wonderful custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, and then if you don't want to hang the items yourself, let Vince do it. Do not let Vince do it. Let Mo do it. All right, we'll be right back.
Keep your family and pets safe from bee stings. Call the professional pest control team at 5-Star. We give you options in dealing with this situation. We can remove them with our special equipment or send them to bee heaven. Call the professional pest team at 886-0045 or visit 5-star-termite.com.
We're 5-Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
The Regional Transportation Authority is funding new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The 20-year RTA plan also includes roadway improvement projects and transit service enhancements to get you where you want to go. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region safer and more accessible. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garver. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday on the Buckmaster Show, we'll talk with Leah Marquez Peterson, who heads up the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Also, the pros and cons of Prop 123. It's all happening on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It is time for our Arizona Business Journal presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Alan Schultz is with us. Alan is Director of Marketing and Program Development for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Alan, how are you?
Great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, we try to do at least one scam of the month, but this particular month is very rich in scams. Unfortunately, the scammers have been very busy. Let's start with something, I guess it's a new scam. The FBI now is involved in an investigation involving some businesses in Tucson. What's going on there, Alan?
Well, this scam is fairly new. They've really just started noticing it about 3 years ago, but lots and lots of money being taken. What's happening is scammers are creating fake websites to mirror companies, vendors, or other branches of a particular company. And then they really research a company and they figure out, you know, the language of the company. And then what they do is they send them an email. Send an email to the finance department and say, wire us this money. Especially, they use a lot of times they'll use a vendor, especially foreign vendors. They'll set up a fake website and say, oh, we did this work for you, wire us this money.
So they are, in effect, Alan, they are hacking into the email, and
right.
they're acting as the CEO, directing the accountants or the financial staff to wire money to a partner who is off site or out of town, and I guess the FBI is involved in this because we're dealing now with interstate laws being broken.
Right, it's happened in at least 79 different countries.
Whoa.
$2.3 billion is what the FBI has recorded has been lost in the last 3 years from these business email compromises. So they really recommend to companies that that you educate your finance department not to wire money or use a code or somehow make sure that your finance department knows that it really is legitimate.
And the companies really have to act very quickly if they discover the breach because, Alan, the longer they wait, the harder it then would become to recover any lost money. And I'm sure we're talking about already, as you say, this is in multi-countries. This is really a lot of monies at stake here.
Exactly, yes. The FBI recommends that you immediately contact your financial institution and the institution that the money went to get your money back. Any hesitation and you could lose your money, and like the FBI says, $2.3 billion. I mean, this crime has nearly tripled just in the last year.
One of the programs that I like so much about the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona, Alan, is your scam tracker. How does that work?
Well, we have a button right on the front page of our website, www.bbb.org/Tucson. You go to the homepage, and it's right up at the upper right. Click on that, and you can search by name or by area what sort of scams are going on right now, and you can report a scam if you've been called by the IRS and threatened with being arrested, that sort of thing. You can go to our website and report that, and it actually helps others to identify scams. So if you get a phone call or an email or something in the mail and you're not sure about it, go to our website and you can actually verify if that is a scam or not.
You know, and one of the things, information is so powerful, and when it comes to scams, I think the more information, Alan, that we can do with programs like this and what you're doing with Scam Tracker, the better, because people can find out that they're not necessarily alone, that call they got from someone right. Who says, I'm with the IRS, and, you know, we've already opened a case number on right. You, and it sounds like that's it's very, so official.
Yeah,
so, I mean, that can be scary to a lot of people who may be, you know, especially older people,
right.
May not have a lot of contact with people, and then suddenly they get a call. Sounds very official, but that's very scary for these people.
Right, they're getting very sophisticated, and it sounds more and more legitimate each time. And it's not just consumers; it's like businesses, like we just talked about. And now that it's tax time, you know, there's another scam out there where
that's what I heard. Another one going on with the IRS. This isn't the IRS scam, or is this one the IRS?
No, this is completely separate, and it's geared toward businesses. And what scammers are doing are, again, researching a company and contacting their human resources department as the CEO. They make it sound like they are the CEO and that they're sitting there with their tax people and instructing the human resources department to send them all the Social Security numbers and tax ID information over to their quote tax person. These human resources folks are falling for it, and they're sending over Social Security numbers for the entire company.
Oh,
and you know how that goes. It's
oh my goodness, good. Yeah, because that is one piece of information that you want to try to protect at all costs. If they get your name and they get your Social Security number, you could have potentially, Alan, very big problems.
Right. Yes.
All right. I want to talk about the complaints. There's quite a few, I believe, records of complaints about a particular furniture company here in town. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so actually last week we just sent information to the Attorney General on Circus Furniture. We've got 21 unanswered complaints right now. We are holding an F rating for them due to those unanswered complaints, and we're hearing from a lot of people that they've purchased furniture and have not received their furniture and have not been given a refund or any way to rectify that situation. And we've got three locations in Tucson that are still open, but
of the Circus Furniture locations mm-hmm. are still open, despite the fact that we see these signs. It's an immediate going out of business sale.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's been,
they've been going out
the ongoing going out of business sale. So you have forwarded these complaints, 21 unanswered mm-hmm. Complaints, to the Attorney General's office for that office, Mr. Brnovich's office, to take. Go ahead and move forward.
Right, and we want to encourage any consumers who have been dealing with Circus Furniture that have not received their furniture or been given a refund for unreceived furniture to go to our website and file a complaint. We want to hear from as many people are being taken advantage of.
We've got the very big event coming up on Cinco de Mayo for the Better Business Bureau. It's your 2016 Torch Awards. This is kind of your signature event. What's involved with this one, Alan Schwartz?
We are very, very excited about this. It's our first dinner event. It's out at Casino del Sol Resort on May 5th. It starts at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. It's going to be a huge event. We're celebrating businesses who are doing business the right way in Tucson. We want people to go to our website, tucson.bbb.org, and register today, because we're expecting a full house of about 500 people, and we're getting up there. So it's time to go now and register so that you don't miss out.
Speaking with Alan Schultz, the Director of Marketing and Program Development for the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. And again, that event is coming up May the 5th, 2016, BBB Torch Awards. So the best place, Alan, is to go to the website, correct?
Yes.
For more information about that and for the scam tracker, the website is tucson.bbb.org, and then you can click on the Torch Awards button about halfway down on the home page on the left, and folks can get involved with the Torch Awards. And that's quite an honor, isn't it?
Yes. We've had a lot of our past winners say that they win awards occasionally, but the Better Business Bureau Torch Award is what means the most to them, because it proves to their customers that they're doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, not job. Only do they get the BBB stamp of approval, but they can put that they are a BBB Torch Award winner.
Absolutely.
And you know, when it all comes down to it, it's trust. That's kind of been in my motto of my show, and it's very, very much important also to the Better Business Bureau. I think that one word just sort of screams out at you.
That's right, and that's what we're all about, and we want to celebrate businesses that are also about that.
Alan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll be talking about cactus and succulents, an expo focusing on that particular subject coming up this weekend, right after this.
What is it, boy? You want to go where? To the Humane Society's Putting on the Dog? It is the best event in Tucson. You're right, we should go.
Get your tickets to Tucson's best pet event, Putting on the Dog, Friday, May 6th from 6 to 9 at the Tucson Hilton El Conquistador. Food by Tucson Originals, live and silent auctions, great entertainment, and more. Tickets at hssaz.org/POD. All proceeds benefit the Humane Society of Southern Arizona.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
What if you could see tomorrow? Biosphere 2. Find out why visitors journey here from all over to explore future life on our planet. Guided tours take you inside and behind the scenes of this fascinating 21st century research experiment. Now, experience our new What If interactive event series every Saturday at this must-see wonder of the world. At Biosphere 2, you will see tomorrow.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
This new year opens up a world of possibilities. So how about making your vacation dreams a reality? For more than 40 years, Bon Voyage Travel has advised our clients on virtually every detail of their travel planning. Whether it's a luxury cruise, African safari, romantic beach getaway, or perhaps a journey off the beaten path, we work hard to make the most out of your investment. So all you have to do is just pack your bags. To get started, call Bon Voyage Travel today at 797-1110.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions work together to deliver regional transportation improvements that are funded by the RTA's 20-year plan. So far, more than 700 transportation improvements have been completed, like enhanced transit services, new bike lanes and sidewalks, expanded roadways, and new traffic signal technologies. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by one of my favorite places. I love to go out to Green Things. They have so many beautiful things that are in bloom, especially right now, including the cacti. Some gorgeous cacti flowering right now. And check out Green Things just west of the intersection of River and Alvernon. Beautiful blooms on the cactus. They've got palm trees, the shrubs, they've got succulents, which are blooming too, and much more, including some great pottery. They're just west of Brandy Fenton Park at 3384. They're on 3384 East River. They're on 13 acres now, so check out Green Things. And speaking of cactus and succulents, there's a great show coming up this weekend. It's the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society's every other year conference. Is that right, Dick Weedoff? And 4,000 plants in 400 varieties. So, I mean, this is going to be a great free public event. And Dick Weedoff is with me right now. And Dick has been president forever of the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society. Dick, good to see you.
Good to see you.
And by the way, you are a patron of Green Things. You love. We were talking about that before the interview, that you love to go out there and it's see Jack and Jan, the owners.
It's a great place.
They really have. And it's a tremendous variety of cactus. When did you came out in 61 to the U of A?
Correct.
Is that when you kind of... You're from back east?
No, from California.
Oh, from California. So your interest in the cactus and succulents started, I guess, when you came to Tucson, right?
Oh, no, no.
No?
Started when I was about 8 or 9 years old. I found a prickly pear pad on the street and put it in the ground, and I was hooked ever since. Certainly when I came to go to pharmacy school here, I drove all night because it was in the middle of the summer, mm-hmm. and I saw my first saguaro as I the light was just coming up in Gila Bend, and that was it. Haven't left since.
Wow. Are there a particular cacti that you collect, or are you just interested in everything?
Everything.
Hmm.
You know, you get to the point where, you know, everything kind of excites you, and you want to try to grow every type of cacti and succulent that you can.
Yeah, there was a nice piece, wasn't there, in the Arizona Daily Star.
Oh, wonderful.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
About your society and Donna Ellis and her husband. Mm-hmm. I guess they're board members, right?
Donna is.
Yeah, and they have a fabulous collection that was articulated, and the couple of really nice pictures of Donna in her greenhouse, where she's got her cactus and succulent collection, which looks like it's huge there at their home in Vail.
Oh, it's a marvelous collection. And, you know, they have been long time members of the Cactus Society.
Going back to when we were both very young and had small children, and so we've known each other for a very long time. They're a great help to the Cactus Society. Donna has taken over part of our rescue program.
You rescue cacti?
Right. Starting in about 1999, when there was all this building going on in Tucson, the developers, once they got the plot plan, were just mowing down all the cactus. And we thought, hey, we have this large society. We'll go out and rescue those plants. It's not very valuable to the contractor to get these small plants, but we can do it. And all of a sudden, it just mushroomed, and people thought this was a great way to preserve, the native plants of Arizona. And so in the past 16, 17 years, we've rescued over 76,000 plants.
Oh, my goodness.
From sites where the plants would be destroyed. And that's the key. The plants were going to be destroyed, and we've saved them, sold them, taken that money and applied it to school grants K through 12, to research programs, to all kinds of things that benefit the Tucson community, including we now manage Pima Prickly Park, which is a county park, 3500 River Road. And we're planting that, especially with a lot of rescue plants, just to make it a nice place.
Are some of the, I'm thinking of, your rescue program, the giant saguaros, are they there protected? I mean, a developer couldn't knock them down, right? Yeah.
All Arizona cactus and succulents are protected by the native plant laws. You can't go out and take one out of the desert. That's illegal. There's a $250 fine if you get caught with it. And so you need a permit and you need a transportation tag to carry it over any public roads. And so over the last bunch of years, we are the number one customer of the Arizona Department of Agriculture. We have spent a fortune in buying tags and permits because every plant that we remove is removed legally with the appropriate permit and tags.
Dick Wiedhoff is with us. Mr. Wiedhoff is president of the Tucson Cactus and Succulent Society. The event is going to be fun. Again, I say it's free. It's at the Hotel Tucson City Center in Suites, and you're downtown at 475 North Granada.
Correct. And so if you come down there, you'll see a big tent in the east parking lot where we'll have some 20-plus vendors selling cacti, succulents, pots. Last year we published a book, A Field Guide to Cactus and Succulents of Arizona. It was named as one of the very best Southwest nonfiction books, and so we'll have that for sale.
I interviewed one of your co-authors of that. That's a beautiful book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that obviously can get the book there, and there's a lot of free events, some talks going on.
Right. So we have a plant show, we have a silent auction, and then we have a conference going on at the same time with speakers and workshops and meals. And you can go on our website at TucsonCactus.org and get all the information. We do this every 2 years, and it's a great deal of fun and provides a lot of education. Even if you don't want to go to any workshops or other kinds of events, there are enough knowledgeable people there that can answer any question you can come up with about your cacti or succulents, and we're glad to do it, and there's lots of free information that we'll pass out there.
It's 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday.
8 to 5 on Saturday.
Oh, 8 to 5, and then 8 a.m. to 3:30 on Sunday?
Right, but the sale will close at 1:30 on Sunday, but you'll still be able to see the show.
All right. And obvious question, should ask it, difference, and I'm almost out of time, Dick, but difference between cactus and succulent. Can you describe that very quickly for me?
All cactus are succulents, but not all succulents are cacti, and these are plants that store water.
Variety, and we're in the thousands, I guess, of varieties of cacti.
Absolutely.
And do they grow on all continents or
no? North and South America, with one or two exceptions in Africa, and succulents are all over the world.
Okay. because I have seen some cacti in North Africa. I think that might be the exception, right?
No, I mean, people have brought in cactus, they're just not native.
All right. Dick Wiedhoff, always good to see you. Thank you very much.
Great to see you. Thank you.
All right. This portion of Buckmaster presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, a beautiful area of the southwestern United States. If you've not been over in that area lately, you're missing something. They have really restored historic downtown Silver City. And if you're into Mimbres pottery, the best collection I think in the world is at Western New Mexico University in Silver City. They have a fabulous collection over there. And it's only 3 hours east of Tucson, the drive to Silver City. And then when you get up to Silver City, about a mile high elevation, anywhere in that 5,000 to 7,000 foot area, beautiful blue skies, puffy white clouds. You know the routine. SouthwestNewMexico.org. Great places to stay, like Bear Mountain Lodge. All right, coming up this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. We believe in local talk here, and we try to present what we believe in by giving you 5 hours daily during the week on local talk. Lots on the weekend. But then we've got Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 in the morning, and then the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone and a different guest host every day. Me, Bill Buckmaster, back with my friend Ray Allen. Ray and I back with you tomorrow at 12:04. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.